listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about where to live from 1 John chapter 2, verse 24. We read this. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. Now, by nature, we're often attracted to something just because it's new. We almost always think of new as better. But when it comes to truth, new is rarely better. That's why John wrote, that which you heard from the beginning, that's better than anything new. Paul put it well in Galatians chapter 1, where he told us that even if an angel from heaven should bring us a new gospel, we're to reject that angel. It isn't easy to do this, because we're tempted to be tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. That's in Ephesians chapter 4. You see, we sometimes itch for something new and exciting, even if it departs from that which you heard from the beginning. But that which you heard from the beginning doesn't describe whatever teaching any Christian might receive when they just begin to follow Jesus. The beginning, for John's first readers, described the time when they were under the teaching of the apostles, which is now recorded for us in the New Testament. It is especially the message of the Bible in general, and in the New Testament specifically. Simply said, we abide in what is from the beginning when we stay close to our Bible. If that was your environment when you were a young Christian, that's wonderful. But if it wasn't, then put yourself in that environment now. This is John's point when he wrote, let that abide in you. It doesn't mean just knowing it, but living in it. When we live in the simplicity of the truth of Jesus Christ, then we will abide in the Son and in the Father, as John wrote. Our world is filled with people searching for God. Some of them are searching sincerely, and some of them are searching insincerely. But if someone wants to really live in God, John tells us how to do it. Let the message of the apostle, that which you heard from the beginning, let that live in you. Now, John didn't say, if you know God's word, you know God, because someone can have a bare intellectual knowledge of God's word. But he did say, if God's word lives in you, God lives in you. We can come to a living, growing relationship with God through his word. Abiding in Jesus, that is, living in Jesus, it's not a passive thing. It's an active thing. We must give ourselves mentally and spiritually to living in Jesus. Charles Spurgeon said this, we abide in him not by a physical law, as a mass of iron abides on the earth, but by a mental and spiritual law, which the greatness of divine love and goodness holds us fast to the Lord Jesus. Where are you living today? Live in his word, and you will live in him.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.